We are in Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayin, Simen Kuf Chav Ches. We are up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing Sifin Dalet and Hey. Siv Dalet, Kisha Kohenim Einam Rotzim Lalos Leduchen. If a Kohen doesn't want to go up, so the Mishnah Berurah already says, we're talking about a Kohen who feels very weak. But otherwise, a Kohen should not refrain from going up. He's Mevatel a Mitzvah Saseh, and even though this is not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis, if he's going to leave before they call Kohanim, he's not called being mevatel a mitzvah, he just didn't get the schar of the mitzvah. We have a rule that even on a mitzvah kiyumis, be'idan rischa, at a time where Hashem shows anger, he is ma'anesh, he punishes those that are not makayim, the mitzvahs asei, even the mitzvahs kiyumis, the voluntary ones. So, kasha kohenim einam rotzim lalos, if a kohen has reason not to go up, einam tzrichim lishos chutz mibeis hakneses, elo b'shol shekorei achazan kohanim. So long as the Kohen is not there when the Chazan calls Kohanim, even though he returns in time to do Birkas Kohanim, since the Machayev is when they say Kohanim, and you're not supposed to go up until they call Kohanim, that's fine. So that theoretically, the halacha would be that the Kohen could leave at the time that they call Kohanim, and then return just before the Kohanim Duchen. Nevertheless, says the Machaber, Avol, Kidei Shelo Yomru Shehem Pagumim, in order that nobody say that he's Pagum, meaning that he be the son of a Grusha of a Chalutza, Nagu Shelo Likones Lebeis HaKnesses Ad Sheigmur Birkas Kohanim. The minag is not to come back until after Birkas Kohanim, because we don't want his friends thinking that he is a Pasul Kohen. When should he go? So the Mishnah Berurah says that he shouldn't wait for Kohanim to leave. He should leave before Ritzei. In fact, he should leave before the Kohanim go to wash, so that the Levim should not go and tell him to wash, because that may constitute the same as the Shliach Tzibur calling Kohanim. Now, the halacha is that a Kohen Pasul does not have to leave. In fact, a Kohen who is even Pasul Midrabbanan would not have to leave, because when the Chazan calls Kohanim, he is not referring to him, he is only referring to the Kohanim that are Ksherim for the Duchen. What happens if everybody in the shul, all the Kohanim are Pasul, and the Shliach Tzibur said Kohanim? Nevertheless, he does not go up, because we say that the Chachamim, Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim Lak, or Dover Min HaTorah B'Sheva Altase, Chazal can tell him not to go up. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings from Rabbi Akiva Eger that if the only Kohanim are Kohanim Sulim, in which case we don't have the Svara that he never meant to call them, the Kohanim should make sure not to be there at a time that the Shliach Tzibur may say Kohanim. Sifhei, lo yalu ha-Kohanim leduchin b'minolim. They're not supposed to go up leduchin wearing shoes. The reason? Because we're afraid that a Kohen's shoe will get untied. He will stop to tie it at the time that the Kohanim begin Birkas Kohanim, and then everyone's going to think that he's a Kohen Pasul, and people are going to go make fun of him and tell him that his mother must have been a Grusha of a Chalutza. Therefore, they made this takana, and they even set a low plug that even the shoe does not have a lace, even unlaced shoes, a Kohen cannot wear. However, Avol Babote Shokim Shori, Bote Shokayim, which are some kind of boots that come all the way up to the knee, or almost to the knee, that is mutter. There's no low plug there, because that doesn't look like the kind of shoe that would normally have a lace. So something that reaches nearly to the knee, they weren't gozer on. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that that the boots that we wear today in the rain generally get full of mud, and these are not begodim of kavod that one should wear for Birkas Kohanim. Therefore, bizman hazeh, he says not to wear boots. The Ramah says, v'yesh machmirim imein shel or. There are machmirim that if these boots are made of leather, they're usur anyway. So halacha l'maisa, even if they're not made of leather, if these are boots that one wears out in the rains, they generally get filthy, and it is not covered to wear it, so that even though boots don't have shoelaces and there's no low plug, nevertheless it's not covered. And if they're made of leather, so we are choshish for the Ramah, that is not included in the low plug, and it was actually, that is included in the low plug in the gzera where shoes are included. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not do Birkas Kohanim literally barefoot. That is considered a gnai. One should make sure that he is wearing socks. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says not to wear rubbers. It's a similar thing. Not only shoes, but even if one has just rubber boots that he puts on himself, even though they're not made of leather, they too are not considered a beged of kavod. What are the kohanim supposed to do with their shoes during Birkas Kohanim? They're supposed to make sure that they're not out in the open. They're supposed to be covered, put under something, because it is not kavod to leave uncovered shoes sitting around in the shul. When does a kohen take off his shoes? So the Mishnah Berurah says that really they should remove them before Netilas Yadayim, because this way they get their hands filthy in untying them, and then they can wash their hands. However, if a kohen learns to undo his shoe without touching his shoes, then he could remove his shoes as close to Birkas Kohanim, meaning already after Netilas Yadayim, just before he goes up to the Duchen.